Welcome back to the Goat Channel podcast. It's a Tuesday morning. I woke up this morning, used the bathroom, thought it was a weekend. I slept super hard last night though, like, I don't know why. I was half out of it every time I woke up. Might be because it's 40 outside, good sleeping weather. But I slept super hard. So we're gonna talk football season started. We're gonna have that discussion. Fantasy football didn't treat me well this week. I don't know if fantasy football treated me well at all last year either. So the year before that, I finished like second both my leagues. So I don't know what the key is, but I'll make some moves on that, hopefully do some stuff, and maybe do better. I got some good quarterbacks. I got some good running backs. It's really like, I think it's more of my wide receivers and my tight end. I know in one league for sure I had a terrible tight end. He goose egged. So, yeah. That's about it on the fantasy front. Terrible. I lost both games. The guy figured it out. Last year, though, the year before, I think it was last year I lost a bunch of games. Went on a big run and almost made the playoffs. So hopefully that'll happen this year, but kind of be the opposite and actually make the playoffs. As far as football season goes, pretty wild week. Started off on Thursday. I can't even think. Bills dominated the Rams, the defending champion Rams. The Rams just looked terrible. They didn't look like they were just terrible, really. The defense was bad. Ramsey looked pretty bad. Stafford could only throw to Kupp pretty much. That line was awful. That was the really biggest deal on offense, was that line. That line was terrible. Other than Josh Allen throwing the two picks, he just pretty much dominated. He did throw the two picks. One of them wasn't necessarily his fault. The other one was for sure. But other than those mistakes, everything else was pretty flawless. And that's about it. I mean, the Bills came in as favorites. And they pretty much left as favorites. And that's about how it's going to go. I mean, the Bills don't really have to contend with the Patriots this year. The Patriots and the Dolphins-Patriots game, the Patriots looked pretty bad, so they don't have to deal with them. They might have to deal with the Dolphins. The Dolphins did look pretty good. And they got two stud receivers. They got decent running backs. You know, they got a solid enough quarterback who was definitely good. Is he like next level or anything? I'm not sure you can go there yet. But is he definitely serviceable with a good defense and good wide receivers and good running backs? Most definitely. That division just right there, I mean, that division's pretty much easy taking. The Jets are better, but they don't have, they don't really, I mean, right now they don't have their quarterback. They're using Flacco, and Flacco's not terrible, but I just don't think the Jets are there yet. So you're looking at the Jets and Patriots probably not being that good. Mac Jones didn't play well against the Dolphins, so we don't know what to think of Mac Jones. I will know in the card world, a lot of people are not going to be happy. I don't really hold guys like that to sell. I don't know what guys do, but I mean, or even guys who buy high-end cards and keep them, or buy high-end cards and try to sell them a little later on. There's going to be a lot of unhappy folks right now with Mac Jones as far as cards, the trading card world goes, because he just don't look like the part right now. But that could have been the Dolphins' defense. That's learning the new system. I honestly think the Patriots are probably just a mess. And I don't think it's necessarily Mac Jones' fault. He got hit a number of times. He's your traditional style quarterback. He's got to have a pocket. And he will move around in it. And he'll move up in it. But you got to give him that time. He will make a bad throw a game probably. But that's nothing. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that. Peyton Manning used to make a bad throw. I don't know. His interceptions weren't like the super low, I don't think. Really the only star whose interceptions stay real low is Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, Mac Jones could probably still be that guy, but I just don't know if the team around him is that guy. I just don't know. I don't think this is the year. This is the year they pretty much tank. This might be a year they win zero games or something crazy. Like, they don't look the part right now. That could turn around. So basically, that division looks like a two-team race, and the Buffalo Bills looked the part. We did transition to the Jets, which I think we all knew the Jets were going to have a struggle, but maybe with Zach Wilson there, once he gets back, if he can stay healthy, they might look like a different team. Still don't see them being like a probably a playoff team, but they can get there. They can get 9-8 or something, maybe 8-9, you know, get some victories, build on it for the next year. Then we jump into that Jets-Ravens game, just kind of to stay with that. The Jets threw the ball 50-some times with the old Joe Flacco, who, you know, hadn't really been a starter much. Like, you're out there throwing 50-some times with it. Like, which, I mean, I think they threw 50 sometimes, and it was crazy because it wasn't like a super high-scoring game or anything. The Ravens won 20-something to a low number. I can't remember the exact score. With that said, Lamar Jackson, also the running back Michael Carter looked pretty good. I didn't look at the receiver stats or anything, so I don't know how well they did. But I do know that, like, the offense really didn't get it going because they didn't score too many points. Like I said, Lamar Jackson turned down a big contract extension. We don't know how big. There's false numbers sometimes reported. He said the numbers that came out were pretty false. I kind of tend to believe him on the exact numbers. I'm sure it's still a lot of millions in there. But I think they do. I think they are lowballing him. I don't think they're sold on him for some reason, which is very odd. And the reason being is, like, the dude's a winner. He's won, I don't even know how many games, but his record's, like, incredible through his first few seasons. And then last year he got hurt, or he's probably on the way to another MVP, or at least he was definitely in that discussion. He was on top of that list. Or right there near the top of that list. The only thing with the Ravens, man, and he keeps these guys alive every week, it seems like. But then every week they have these guys go down. This week it was Kyle Fuller, defensive back. They had a tackle go down. I mean, man, you lose all these guys, and he just keeps plugging away, and they keep winning, and that's when he's healthy. So he's got to stay healthy. That's going to be key for Ravens. If they want to be at top of the division again this year, just stay healthy. But as far as he goes, didn't run as much this week. Didn't get as much running yardage. Did pass really well. Hit the deep ball, which he does pretty well. Did throw a pick. That's another guy, if he throws one pick a game, you're going to be fine with it. If he throws 16 picks in a season or 17 picks in a season, you'll take it because all the other stuff he's going to do with it. So, you know, he's a guy who will throw a pick here and there, but the majority of his throws are good and he only throws one pick, you'll take it. So, the Ravens look like a real good team. They really do. They look like they looked the part, but the issue with them, they just gotta stay healthy. It seems like the last few years they just been banging up and getting injured. So we might as well transition to their division. So Steelers Bengals played to start the year, division matchup, and so the Steelers and the Bengals, the Steelers played, I think, better than everybody else thought. The only thing that happened, though, a real issue for them, T.J. Watt injured. T.J. Watt probably out for a little while. Don't know the exact dates or anything right now, but likely out for a little bit. Trubisky played well enough to win. Running game still not great. Defense was crazy good. They made Joe Burrow look like just a guy off the street. He threw 4 picks, 5 overall turnovers. What a mess, though. Joey B, you got to do a little better, my man. And I don't think there's any doubt he will do better. I'm just saying, that was a pretty poor performance on his part. Trubisky did well enough. That's about all you can say about Trubisky. I don't think it was anything spectacular, but he did well enough. And well enough to win. So they're at the top of the division with the Ravens and the Browns right now, I believe. Yeah. So then on the other side of that, the Bengals, they spent a lot of money on offensive line and stuff and some parts this year, and that line still didn't block him. And I don't think he's taking too long. Maybe at times he probably takes a little bit longer than he needs to, but I don't think he's taking that long to be taking all those sacks that he was. Defense played pretty well for the Bengals, not bad. Running back play, I don't think was that existent there either, really. And Ja'Marr Chase is still a beast. That's what it comes down to. Got great receivers, and they used them. So, that was that game. We'll transition to the last game in that division, which was the Browns. I'm sure I'll forget somebody's game eventually, but the Browns-Panthers didn't really keep up with this one too much. Didn't really look it up too much. I did actually look it up a little bit, but I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the stuff on it because it's the Browns-Panthers. The Browns have a history of losing and being bad, and the Panthers have Baker Mayfield this year. So, but the Browns played well. The defense played good enough. Yeah, that's about all you can say about the defense played good enough. Trying to think. Brissett played good enough. The running backs are really where it's at with that team right now, and the running backs did their thing. They had Chubb had over 150 some yards. Kareem Hunt probably caught some passes. I didn't actually see that stat, but I think he went for 40 some yards and a touchdown. But that's where their money is right now. Is and I think Hunt might have got injured, but I don't know if it's a big deal or if it was just anything. I thought I seen that somewhere. I could be wrong though about it. But Hunt's that guy. Hunt, the running game is that guy right now. The running game is their team. Defense also is going to have to play well, but it's going to be a running game until, if they believe in Watson until he gets back. But, man, when Watson gets back, he hasn't played football in a long time. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, so then the Panthers, Baker's Baker. I don't know if he's exciting. I don't know if he's good enough. I just don't really know about Baker. I don't think he's really that guy. And I had my doubts when he first came out. But maybe he'll change people's mind. Maybe he'll do better. It's just one game. And it was a close game. They lost by, 2 or 1 or something like that. So, they gave it a good shot there. And we transitioned into their division. I think I know their division. I think their division's the Buccaneers and stuff. Sometimes I forget. But we'll go ahead and talk about the Falcons game first. Yeah, we'll talk about the Falcons Saints because they had a divisional game or whatever. They had a game against somebody in their division. So let's talk about that. Saints Falcons. Now, Mariota looked pretty good. Mariota looked the part. Didn't play bad at all. Didn't see what he did near the end of the game because they were blowing him out pretty good. He looked the part. Jake London looks the part as a NFL wide receiver. First game for the rookie. Kyle Pitts didn't do much, but you're not always going to get your tight ends involved, so they just got to make big plays when they do get involved. I think their receivers are pretty good. Their running back slash receiver is really good. I mean, Cordell Patterson looks like he should have been playing running back when he came in the league. That dude's dominating. That dude's out there dominating. He was over 100 and some yards and a touchdown, I believe. I mean, that guy is just dominating at that position. And, so you think about it, man, that guy should have been doing that the whole time. Defense, I think, played pretty well. They ended up losing, but, I mean, they had a solid effort. Jameis Winston, that dude's crazy, man. Just the stuff about him. But that team still has some pieces. That defense didn't play well the first half, but I think they came back the second half, played good. I mean, their defense is is the best part about their team. But they got some good receivers. Jarvis Landry, Michael Thomas, I don't even know who else they got, but if they still got some good receivers, I know for sure, even on the back end of that. But just right off the top of my head, I couldn't think of it. Then you got running backs. Kamara obviously is going to do his thing, but he's going to do a two-way player because he as far as he's going to catch a ball and he's going to run a ball, he's going to be able to do the ability to do both. Then, you got Jameis. Jameis is not a bad quarterback. He might throw a bunch of picks, but Brett Favre threw a bunch of picks too. I mean, I just believe Jameis Winston's that dude. I think he can be. He's an NFL starting quarterback who can be an MVP type player. Dude's crazy though. I mean, dude talks some nonsense, but he definitely. I think he has that ability. Then let's go to the Bucks Cowboys so we can talk about my shitty Cowboys team. Now, we'll start off with the Bucks, Worker Cowboys, and then we can go to that division. So, and I don't think the Eagles, they didn't have an in-division game or the anybody. But anyway, the Bucks played pretty good. I mean, they didn't play great. They played all right. Tom Brady's still going to sling that thing. He's still going to be accurate. He's still going to be good. Mike Evans, Julio Jones, though, if he can stay healthy, still seems like he's got a little bit of something in his gas tank. Godwin's out probably for a while, but they're pretty stacked at receiver. I mean, you got Jones as your number two now. And then you just slide in, I can't think of who it was, but he made some catches. I know Perryman's there, but I think there's one more. But he made some catches. Leonard Fournette looked like a beast. And I think people forget how good Leonard Fournette is. Defense played extremely well. Cowboys, on the other hand, sucked. Offense, terrible. Offense, sucked. Dak Prescott, terrible. Our issue is we're going with Cooper Rush for a few games because Dak's injured. It's going to be a mess. Cowboys are dead. So they're going to be last in that division. And then we'll see. We'll see what happens. But this division, I didn't talk about the last division, how I think it'll work out. Or did I? I think, actually, I might have. No, I didn't. I just talked about the AFC. This division, seems like the Bucks division and the Falcons, it probably seems like it's going to be the Saints Bucks near the top. And probably the Bucks are still going to do their thing, but I really want to see Jameis succeed. That guy's got the ability. I just like Jameis Winston, man. He's crazy, but I like that dude. So then we get to Dallas. Dallas' defense is pure. That defense, man, that defense is legit. Micah Parsons is that dude. Everything on that defense was pretty good. I mean, they held them. Yeah, they still got to field goal range, but they held them pretty consistently. But yeah, the Cowboys without Dak, I don't know. They looked rough anyway offensively. And, I mean, they only got one kind of big-time receiver. They got some solid receivers around that, like, you know, are decent players. Looking rough for my Cowboys. So then we can go to any team, really. Let's go to the Redskins game. The Redskins played pretty well. Carson dominated the first half, threw two picks in the second. They end up getting the victory, though. I don't even know who they played. I can't think of it. It was another close game, though. So many close games. The Jags. They played the Jags. I don't know what to think of the Jags. I don't know what to think of Trevor Lawrence. It's hard to tell what's going to happen. I do think Washington's a solid team, though. I think Carson Wentz is a good enough quarterback. And, like, not necessarily great, you know, not going to be like, you know, he's good enough. Gibson's good. That defense is usually pretty good. I mean, they could be a sleeper team in the East. They're definitely not finishing last. Jacksonville, I just don't know about. They got a lot of young pieces. I don't know what's going to happen. How are they going to put it together and what all they need, really? It's just, I don't know. It's tough right now for Jacksonville. You think you have your franchise quarterback, but, you know, it's just kind of a rough start to the year. We'll go to the Giants, who I think will be last in the division. But they ended up winning. I think the Cowboys are last, but then every other team won, I think, in that division, possibly. I don't know who the Giants played at all. Can't think of it. Probably wasn't important. I mean, I didn't really pay much attention to it. It's the Giants. They're not very good. It was even on TV, but I just didn't figure it was much of a game. Like, it was not anything. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't really anything. Titans, actually, the Titans, which that's a rough little start for the Titans. Yeah, it's just a rough start for the Titans. I mean, Titans basically are the same team. I mean, they did lose AJ Brown, but I mean, other than that, they're practically the same squad. And then we transition to the Eagles, which looked the part. I mean, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is that guy. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is a starting NFL quarterback. Because he's going to do a lot of stuff well, but he's also not going to make a lot of throws. He's going to miss a lot of throws. You know, he's going to throw picks. I don't think he threw any maybe this week. Unless he's gotten better. That's the thing. If he's gotten better, then their quarterback question solved, and they should be fairly dominant this year. They got wide receivers. They're stacked there. They got Brown. They got Hurts, who can run, has the ability. Their defense is always a solid defense. Devontae Smith, they got the pieces. I mean, they got two running backs that are perfectly fine and suitable and usable. But the Eagles, they looked apart. I mean, they almost let the team come back in to the game, though. That was the issue. They almost threw it away because they were up pretty big. And then they almost let them come back. And I don't even know who. I can't think off the top of my head who they played. That's one I really did forget. Seahawks beat the Broncos. We'll go through it right quick because I'm about to get it off. This podcast is about to be over, but the Seahawks won. Geno Smith, man, I'm happy to see that dude balling. That guy's fun to watch. Lions. Eagles played the Lions. Almost let the Lions come back. Geno Smith, man, I remember Geno Smith coming in from West Virginia. I remember him at West Virginia. Like, that dude. I'm glad he's hanging around the league. I don't know. His year probably won't go that well. It's probably just a one-off kind of thing for him. But I was happy to see it last night. Denver, I don't know. I don't even know what to think of Denver. I just don't think they're going to be very good in that division. Like, they might be okay, but I just don't see it. So, and then, which they're leading their division now. 49ers, Bears played. Bears beat the 49ers. But it was a big rain fest there, though, so you can't take away much from either quarterback. Trey Lance didn't look like he put up terrible numbers, solid numbers. Fields wasn't really that great, but they won. The Rams lost. The Cardinals lost. Cardinals got absolutely dominated by the Chiefs. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is that guy. I mean, that's all you can really say. Patrick Mahomes is going to be that dude. He's going to carry teams. It doesn't matter what the receivers look like. Probably doesn't really matter what your defense looks like that much. Patrick Mahomes is a good quarterback. He's right now the best in the league, I think. I mean, you could say Josh Allen's up there. That's fine. Patrick Mahomes has been doing it. Hadn't wavered one time. So, Patrick Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in the league. Yep. And so, I'm trying to hit around the league real quick. Yep, Chiefs beat the Cardinals. Cardinals look pretty terrible. I think I hit on about everybody. I might have left a couple teams out, but that's kind of the majority of them. The Packers, Vikings. Vikings beat the Packers. But the Packers, again, they lost by a lot last year. Looked terrible in their opener. We'll see if they can turn that around this year. But, yeah, around the NFL, we out. This is the GOAT Channel.